changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
Today we're going to talk about baseball's greatest gift. On Sunday, I got a bee in my bonnet and decided to go to a Marlins game. I'm not a huge baseball fan. I'm not a big sports fan. I can't tell you the stats. I can't tell you who's winning and losing or who has won and lost. My dad was not into sports. My older brother was gay. My dad was gone most of the time. And so thanks to my older brother, I developed a love of Broadway and art, and I'm very, very grateful for that. But I not so much sports, never really followed sports because I always felt like I was behind. It's like when you go to a game or when you watch a game with somebody, they're like, well, yeah, that was a good play, but Kaczynski did it much better 2 years ago on the third down of the fourth. And I'm like, how do you remember all this stuff? My mind is so full with other stuff. How do you remember this? So I've never really been much of a sports fan, but I do enjoy going to certain sporting events, and especially baseball games. Baseball games are great because baseball games are kind of like playing golf. I say that in that baseball games are just basically time. You've got so much time in between plays. With the NBA, the game is constant, and it's going and going and going. And I like baseball, too, because it's not violent. NBA can be a little, but not so much. Football is intended to be violent. And hockey, people feel like they get ripped off if there's not a fight. I used to go to the hockey games in Charlotte. Well, Sunday, I went to the Marlins game, and it was really funny because as I was getting dressed to go to the game, I've never been to Marlins Stadium before. I bought my tickets online, and I got dressed, and I said, well, it's going to be a baseball game, so I know a couple of things. One, I need to wear a light shirt because it's going to be hot, and shorts. I need to put on lots of sunscreen, and I need to be sure and take sunglasses. Don't really even need regular glasses, just need sunglasses. Drive there, and of course, those of you who already know the punchline to this story, the Marlins Stadium is indoors. I walked in, and I was like, whoa, it's so nice and cool in here. And then I looked out and I remembered, oh yeah, everything is indoors. So I sat there and watched indoors with my sunglasses on, but still had a wonderful time. The mascot came up and played bongos on my head. That was actually kind of fun. Baseball has a lot of really, really great lessons. There's a lot of things we can take away from the game and the sport of baseball. And one of the things that struck me years ago, I was living in Seattle at the time, and I heard an interview with Tommy Lasorda back when he was managing the LA Dodgers. And his team had lost like a dozen games in a row or 20 games in a row. It was just loss after loss after loss after loss. And a sports commentator was interviewing Lasorda. And he said, so how does this make you feel? He says, I don't feel anything. He says, doesn't this upset you? Doesn't this worry you? He says, look, we're going to play 162 games this year, and we're going to lose anywhere between one-third and two-thirds of those games. If we have a really good season, we're going to win slightly more about half more than we lose. So we are going to lose. And so if you get caught up in this idea of loss and being upset, rather than focusing on it's a batting average, it's an average, all you got to do is win more than you lose. And that is so true in every aspect of our lives. I remember back when I was in sales, which was most of my life, and I was selling Yellow Page advertising. And I went to see the largest client that we had at the who bought advertising in our, at that time, GTE, it became Verizon, Yellow Pages. This give you an idea how long ago that was. And I went to see this client, biggest client in the Yellow Pages, and they took out all their advertising. They had multiple full-page ads throughout the book. Now, the way the advertising game worked was I was responsible then for replacing this. You don't just go out and replace the biggest client there. And I remember I was so upset. I was in my 30s. I called my wife at the time and I said, can we meet for lunch? And we did. And I said, I don't know if I'll ever dig out of this hole. This hole is so deep. I just don't know if I'll ever come back from it. And she said, Will, you've been in sales the entire time I've known you. I've heard you say this before. She says, something is going to come out of it. There's always going to be more wins than losses. You've just got to keep going. My ego, of course, went, nah, that's a bunch of crap. I don't believe that. Well, I went out and went to see a brand new Chinese restaurant. And the owner was a young man who believed very strongly in the power of advertising, just pumping money into advertising, billboards, etc. And it was brand new. I didn't know this at the time. Walked in and the guy bought a double truck ad, which means two full pages adjoined together. Now, that was the first one I had ever sold. They were extremely expensive. I want to say like $8,000, $10,000 a month. And yet this guy bought it. And what it did was it replaced everything I had lost. When we lose something, when we lose a person, when we lose a situation, when we lose a job, when we lose money, that loss gets magnified inside of us, and we tend to often feel sorry for ourselves. But then if we look back and we realize the amount of loss and the amount of problems that people we look at and go, wow, they are really successful, it makes us go, okay, so this is just a problem. This is just a loss. This is just something I have to deal with. Tommy Lasorda was the one who made the comment about the fact that, you know, we're going to lose at least a third, if not half of our game. So why get upset? It doesn't matter if they're all together or they're spread out. And then, of course, there's the great Yogi Berra. I bought a book on Zen, and it actually quoted Yogi Berra a lot because he had a very Zen-like nature. And Yogi Berra is famous for having said, you know, that place is so famous, nobody goes there anymore. But my favorite Yogi Berra baseball quote is also a great life quote. It ain't over until it's over. Baseball, unlike football, unlike NBA, now basketball, unlike hockey, unlike about any sport, other sport I can think of off the top of my head, has no time limit. It has no time limit. And the only time limit that we have is death. And the more we appreciate the fact that we're going to die, the less we worry, and the more we pack into our days, and the more we realize we're going to fail, we're going to lose. And the more we get upset by it, the less that makes us able to move forward and to continue to win. That day when the client took all the yellow pages out and I thought, man, that's it. I saw that was the biggest loss I had ever suffered and to try and make it up. And my first thought was I immediately saw myself not going out and making it up. No, 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 no. You're giving me too much credit. In my mind's eye, I immediately saw myself in the bed under the covers, feeling sorry for myself and hiding from the world. But because my wife reminded me that I was going to lose and from time to time, and this is going to be your biggest loss maybe ever. So make it up. Just do something. Don't get caught up in feeling sorry for yourself. And that's where we get in trouble. When we feel sorry for ourselves, we magnify the loss in our own heads and we tell ourselves we deserve it rather than appreciate what we have done to try and make things successful in our lives. There are so many things that I have tried over the last 10 or 15 years, and almost all of them have failed. But the things that have worked so well. And remember that idea that the story has been told so many times, but you need to hear it today. We all do. The story is told that Thomas Edison was trying to build either a storage battery or an incandescent light bulb, but he was looking for the perfect element to use. One story goes, he was looking for the carbon filament that he ultimately came up with. But he tried 10,000 times and he failed and he failed and he failed. Could you imagine somewhere around 4,896? I would be like, the heck with this. But he didn't. He didn't look at it as a failure. In fact, the way Edison said was, did I say Einstein earlier? I meant to say Edison. The way Edison looked at it and said was, I now know 10,000 ways how not to make a light bulb. What do you know? I know 10,000 ways that don't work. What do you know? I'm going to figure this out. Of course, ultimately, he did. Fail, 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 fail. Eddie Cantor, the great impresario of the 1920s, said that it takes 20 years to make an overnight success. It takes 20 years. And during that 20 years, we fail. We make mistakes. We go in the wrong direction. We make wrong choices. But it's not over until it's over. And the other thing is, you know, you see people at a World Cup game, something like that, FA World Cup, and at the end of the game, when they lose, they're just devastated. Baseball players, you can see disappointment in their face, but they're like, I got 162 of these. We'll make it up. Let's do that. In your life, there may be things that you have considered it's over. I'm too old. Can't do this. I'm too whatever, out of shape, whatever. And yet there are people out there who have a very different belief in the same situations, and they're making something out of their lives. Accept failure as a part of life. Embrace failure. Be grateful for it because it teaches you, it moves you in the right direction. It's only when we get off course that we know really what the course is. Think about that. It's only when we get off course that we know what the course is. So today, I want you to think of, if you think of things where you failed in your life, and believe me, having been married and divorced 3 times, I've got a lot of those thoughts. And at the same time, be willing to just accept yourself, give yourself love and permission, and to move on to better and brighter things. Because when you make yourself, just because you lose does not mean you're a loser. It's teaching you how to win, teaching you how to move towards winning. So today, enjoy today and begin to win.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world.